Mr. Rex Patrick is a former independent senator for South Australia. He's on the line. Rex, good morning. Thank you for giving us some of your time. These politicians who seem to have a really good time on our dollar, is there any accountability here at all?
Look, there is accountability, and we do need to be a little bit careful. Politicians go to places like Canberra. They spend a lot of time travelling around the country, actually doing a real job. And one can reasonably expect that they would get reimbursed for any genuine expenses that are incurred along the way, and that, you know, they would not have to take money out of their own pocket to do that travel. What happens, however, is there can be various different shades. There can be a clearly white situation, there can be grey situations, and then there can be rorting of the system in its own right. So we've got to be a little bit careful as we, you know, in terms of characterising this.
Yeah.
But the system is open to being abused and or cheated.
Yes, I notice you said that it's unlikely that anyone from the major parties certainly would want to be exposing somebody else, one of their colleagues, in case it comes back to bite them. Is this like the old, it's not a rort if everybody's in on it?
Yeah, well, the difficulty is that in these major parties is that no one really wants to call out someone else in their party. And even on the opposite side, because you always know that somewhere inside your own party is someone that is likely abusing the system. And so that creates a problem. Whereas people who are independents, the Teals or the smaller parties, Jackie Lambie, David Pocock and so forth, they're in complete control of everything that they do. They can control the flights that they take. They can control the allowances they claim. And so they can always be squeaky clean. They can always be doing the right thing. So there's a difficulty in that. You know, if you're not in complete control, you've got to be careful. Although, you know, at the end of the day, if people are rorting the system, that has to be called out.
But there's kind of a line here between rorting and what might be expected of you, I would imagine. For example, I'm not suggesting that Mr. Bandt is rorting the system. However, I think it would be surprising, given the stance that he takes on certain issues, that, he spent $23,000 apparently on two private jet flights and also another $12,000 on a government-provided vehicle and petrol allowance. And then there were his printing costs of $204,000. He managed to, on top of his salary of $314,000, spend about $963,000 and change. So it may not be something where the NAACC should be looking at it. I mean, you tell me what you think. But does it pass the pub test, or indeed the Green voters test?
Yeah, again, it's difficult to say. I don't actually know how much it costs to run a party. I think you've got 14 members in the parliament. But you can look at, you know, some of the individual events that have occurred. So, for example, I'm just talking speculatively here. If, for example, Mr. Bandt jumped on a plane and he went to a remote area, a charter flight might be appropriate. If he jumped on a plane in Canberra, a chartered aircraft in Canberra to fly to Brisbane, that would be inappropriate. In terms of his total expenditure, the thing is, it is taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
At every step, people must be mindful that it is other people's money that they're spending, and they need to be able to explain themselves. So I understand the media reported on Adam Bandt today. I also spoke to the journalist who was investigating it, who said that the answers that had come back from Mr. Bandt were very shallow. And he actually does need to step up and say, this is what I've spent, this is why I've spent it, and this is why it's appropriate. That's what needs to happen. I'm not suggesting for a moment that his expenditure is improper, or even, you know, I don't understand his circumstances. You know, you can look at an MP that operates out of Sydney versus one that operates out of Western Australia, where they've got a really large electorate, and they'll have different expenses because of the different circumstances. it's a case of making sure that whenever, as an MP, and you know, I've been in this position, whenever you spend taxpayers' money to jump on a flight to go somewhere, you always have to be mindful, am I getting the best price for the taxpayer? There's, of course, other situations where you see, and again, I'm not suggesting anyone in particular has done anything wrong, but there are there is the possibility where people use public money to go on a flight where the dominant purpose of the travel is not parliamentary.
Yeah.
It's to look at a unit or it's to visit someone, and the business is not predominantly for the parliament, for parliamentary purposes. That is a problem in itself. So, you know, there's value for money questions and there's also properness questions that need to be asked in and around MPs' allowances. And so the remedy here is always transparency, making sure that the public can see what has been expended, making sure that if someone's not comfortable with what they see, they can ask the questions and get some answers.
Yes, there are suggestions that sometimes the timing looks a bit suspicious, that the meeting in the other state happened to be just before the big football game.
Yeah, and I think that doesn't help. You know, if you're the sports minister, I think it's probably okay. If you're other, if you're filling other roles inside the parliament, it's probably not okay.
Hmm.
And again, shining a spotlight on that can discourage politicians from sort of doing anything that won't pass the pub test. My instruction to my diary manager when I was in the Senate was always, I am never to be on the front page of any paper for having expended public money. And in some sense, I took control away from myself, and I would only override my diary manager in very specific circumstances. So, you know, if for example, I'll give you one of the factors I used to consider, I almost always flew Virgin because they were less expensive. But on some occasions where it was really important, I'd say, I want to go Qantas because I know they've got two flights that follow. And if I miss the first one, I will still get to the meeting or to the committee that I have to go to. That would be hard to see just by looking at the data. But again, if a politician is asked, they should answer and justify the money that they've spent, because it's not their money, it's public money.
So talking about being on the front page of the paper, the Telegraph's not letting it go. Their big headline today is Con Cars. And they say pollies leave drivers high and dry because, in this case, what they're doing is booking a com car and then failing to show up for it. Apparently, according to the telly, at least 22,000 was wasted in a 12-month period due to MPs booking but failing to use the government-run Comcar service. So do you see that? It's kind of a bit casual, shall we say.
Yeah, look, the respectful thing to do in those circumstances, and I've done this in the past, is that you might have booked a Comcar and then suddenly there's a late sitting or there's a change in a committee requirement. You have to stay where you are, is to jump on an app, and that's how simple it can be, or pick up the phone to your diary manager and say, we need to cancel that. That's the respectful thing to do. It's not even just about spending money. It's just about making sure that you're treating Comcar drivers properly as well.
Indeed, so, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so it's about just being respectful, and it's about being careful about how taxpayers' money is spent. In my time in the Senate, I spent 4.5 years in the Senate. I was entitled to fly business class. I never did that. I only on two occasions did I fly business class, and that was when I simply couldn't get there any other way. There were no seats left, and I had to get to a meeting. But again, if someone had asked me, I could have said, this is why I did what I did. And again, that's the important part. We do have an organisation in the federal domain called IPEA, which is the Independent Parliamentary Expenditure Agency, I think it is, or authority. And they do spot checks. They will look at travel. They might see something out of the ordinary, and they will make a query to a member of parliament and they'll have to explain. And on occasions, that organisation will require the MP to return money. So there is a checking process that goes on, but the problem is that it's not always crystal clear what the right answer is. But again, they will, the EPL will generally contact the politician's office and seek an explanation around something that they may think is odd.
Rex, I appreciate your time and comments. Thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you.
Rex Patrick, former Independent Senator for South Australia.